favorite treat. Ham. Lunch and deli meat. Ham. Wait on two double four feet.
Hello, it's Monday, September 11th, September 12th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 22. Check out the website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and other things. You can email us if you have questions or comments. I would like some audio clips, please. Tell me that you're sending them before you send them. Video game show at DreamStation.cc. We have Keith with us today.
Greetings.
And we also have Bob.
Hi.
Recap, rehash of what we are going to do. So it would be a pre-cap or a pre-hash. New at Dream Station. Creators of Far Cry ripped the PS3. Monthly top 8 care of Amazon. EA Sports goes back to school. Steel Battalion discontinued. Video game deaths. The Xbox Live pricing was announced. The website IGN was bought. Our forum question and our mailbag.
Mailbag.
Next topic.
This week in housekeeping, mark your calendar. It's International Talk Like a Pirate Day next Monday. We will have a special piratey treat for you. PodcastAlley.com, you can vote for us. We appreciate it. Day of Defeat Source has a date set. This isn't long enough for us to make fun of, so I just mention things like that in housekeeping. 9/26 is the date, so right before I have to leave to go to vacation, my favorite game will be coming out. Also, for those that care, smut-free GTA will be coming out this week. Enjoy.
I don't get it. I'd like to get my wings on a bit of that skirt. Oi, belly up, boss face. This party would never shag a bugger like you. Can't swap. Fellas gotta enjoy a touch of class once in a bit. Old chap, quite right. What, what? Sorry, I had to read. I'll stop. We'll do the show now.
Did GTA invoke that feeling in your gullet there, or was this just something non-related?
No, it was just non-related. I was reading that stupid comic again. I just had to say it out loud to you guys. Sorry.
In a side note, I ran over a squirrel on the way home from work today.
On purpose or an accident?
I'm not super into running them over. I'm not, like, wimpy in that I'll be all sad if I run one over, although this one I kind of was sad because we had eye contact before the death blow.
Curse word!
Yeah, he looked at me and I swear he turned his head a little to the side like, huh?
Dude.
He was one of those, I'm going to cross the street. Oh, crap, no, I'm not. Oh, wait, maybe I will. I'm not sure.
Huh?
Smush.
It was better for your people as a whole. I wouldn't worry about it. Weeding out the weak ones.
Yeah, dude. If this one was allowed to breed in 3 to 4 generations, the squirrels would be like falling out of trees and forgetting where they buried their nuts.
The silver fairy will be disappointed.
Nesting in lawnmowers.
Why?
It's probably better as a whole that this poor punk was offed.
The woodland creature has been defeated. The silver fairy will be devastated.
Anyways.
Next topic.
So what's new at DreamStation.cc, you ask? Full Metal Alchemist 2 for the PlayStation 2. World Tour Soccer for the PSP. Glimmerati Review for the N-Gage. Juiced for PS2. The Fantastic Four for the PS2. We have a lot of PS2 reviews. And a preview of System Rush for the N-Gage. Space Pirates Contest. I've gotten quite a bit of emails. The contest, I never actually gave it an ending date. So what I'm going to do is Thursday night or Friday morning, Eastern Time, depending on completely how I feel and when I actually get around to ending it, the contest will be over. So if you have any ways to destroy the horrible Space Pirates DVD, email them, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. We've gotten a couple good ones. I threw in, if you get it, you get the Space Pirates DVD, which you have to destroy and prove you've destroyed, preferably with, you know, pictures, audio recordings, etc. You get the Mortal Kombat TV plug and play. You get the secret Nintendo-related prize that no one will want.
No, don't say that. It's sweet.
It's awesome. It's great. If you like Nintendo, you just may like this. Now, I'm going to throw in a game or two in addition. Mystery games. Can't guarantee their quality, but you will get stuff. I mean, who doesn't like getting stuff in the mail, whether it's good stuff or not?
I'd prefer not to get Anthrax in the mail.
Dude, you just blew the secret Nintendo thing. Thanks.
It's Mario Anthrax. You open it and goes, Luigi!
Luigi gives you Anthrax!
Next topic.
The creators of Far Cry ripped the PS3. The developers of Far Cry, Crytek, last week, if you remember, we had talking about Gabe Newell from Valve Software, and he was commenting on the PlayStation 3 is going to be hard to code for. Crytek is echoing his very same comments. The word on the street, kids, is that the PlayStation 3 development kits suck, and Sony is actually working to improve them, and due to all the recent feedback, I believe, honestly, that this is going to be a pretty high priority, because the reviews haven't exactly been rave on the development kits for the PlayStation. Now, development kits, for those that don't know, basically EA and, you know, other developers, they get these little kits that are going to be simulation kind of how the hardware is going to be, how it's going to run. The development kits allow you to make the game, basically, for the PlayStation 3, so you can test your code out. Everyone is coding for the Xbox, that they say that it is very easy to use. It's very easy to get your code up and running. The CEO of Crytek, and I'm going to butcher his name, Savat Yearly, says that, quote, "The PlayStation 3 is a system which needs special adjustments, particularly designed to cut on the PS3 architecture. A simple port does not work." Everyone is echoing that PlayStation 3 games may not be up to speed for a couple years, potentially why they pushed the release date back from this year to next year. That's just my kind of my guess, but it makes sense. Any comments?
Dude, I know nothing about coding.
Nothing I haven't said three times at least already on the other times we've talked about this. It said exactly what we said was going to happen. And it's like you get all this hardware that you think is all pimp, you're going to pay all this money for your PS3, and you're going to get simple ports of most of the other games that are out there now, because no one's going to want to code on this system because it's so radically different from everything else that's out now. Dreamcast had their Soul Calibur, which was pretty much the awesomest game ever on the Dreamcast.
True.
PS3 is going to have, like, maybe one or two games equivalent to that. Somebody's going to sit down and make a game specifically for it, take advantage of all this high-tech hardware they have, and it will be sweet. Everything else is just going to be a simple port using, like, a third of the processing power because no one wants to program for the other two-thirds of it.
It's scary, though, that we were actually correct about something. We made these predictions a long time ago. They're true. I guess we're kind of coders. I mean, I do it for a living. I may not be very particularly good at it, but...
You can speak for yourself. I have trouble putting ringtones on a cell phone. Yeah, I'm the lord of woodland creatures, not a programmer.
Next topic.
All right, moving on to the Amazon monthly top 8, or bi-weekly, or whatever we decide. Anytime there's not a lot of news, we slam that Amazon in there.
We need filler.
If you haven't already realized it, it's been a slow month here on the Dream Station podcast, and feedback says we've been halfway entertaining, so I take that as very good.
Shenanigans. I did.
Yeah.
No actual content.
Just think of this as a mini game during the load screen of the real game that will come when actual news comes out. All right, normally we do the top 8. Mario Baseball has a special place in my heart, and it's number 10. Yeah. That's all I'll say about it. You didn't quite make the top 8, so you don't get anything else mentioned about it. Number 8, Battlefield 2, Electronic Arts.
Just say number 9 and do the top 10 this week.
No, because I gave number 10, I will remove one of the other ones from the top 10.
Remove number 7.
Yeah, 7 sucks.
Number 10, Mario Baseball. Number 8, Battlefield 2, PC.
This turns into the top 8 things we feel like mentioning. Welcome to our new segment, Top 8 Things.
8 games that are being sold on Amazon. All right, we're skipping number 7 here on the actual Amazon Top 8. I'll give you a hint, rough next. Number 6, Nancy Drew, Last Train to Blue Moon Canyon.
I love it. I'm going to have to buy one of these games.
Go, Nancy Drew. Wait, maybe the clock repair person is in Blue Moon, and she's getting the last train to get out there to fix the clock.
Number 5, the Sony PlayStation Portable Value Pack. Number 4, World of Warcraft for the PC. The Nintendogs Dashin Edition is number 3. Nintendogs Labrador Retriever is number 2. Take a guess what number 7 was. And number 1, the Sims 2 Nightlife Expansion Pack, which has not even been out yet. $34 pre-order.
Next topic.
EA Sports goes back to school. 2K Sports owns the exclusive Major League Baseball license, so EA got a little taste of their own medicine, and it was forced to take its MVP game to NCAA College Baseball. Take that! How do you like it? They're bragging it's the first ever baseball game from college, and they're, quote, capturing the unique aspects of college baseball. Now, I'm not a huge baseball fan, not a college baseball fan, but, I mean, the aluminum bat noise, that's pretty unique, right? Lack of steroids, maybe?
No, they got steroids. Don't worry, you won't be missing that.
So they replaced crack with ping! Look, it's a completely different game.
That's your unique baseball experience. Enjoy.
There's no real players. There's no real names. There will be real, I guess, stadiums for those of us very familiar with the college baseball situation. I actually like MVP's franchise from EA over the 2K Sports franchise, so I'm kind of glad that they're putting it out. We talked about baseball last week. We talked about baseball games at work. Like I said, I'm a developer, so a bunch of us were talking about we may actually attempt to code our own baseball game. The biggest feature that we could think of is that it's critical to the game that when you hit the ball, as long as it's going up in the air, it needs to go And when it's coming back down, it goes, ooh. I think in a future show, a lot of people ask for retro reviews. I'm actually a little more at this point in time into, like I was talking about, old school baseball. I've been playing Tecmo Super Bowl, old school football, Worms 2D games instead of the 3D games. All that stuff is more based on fun than it is on flash and graphics and looks and sounds. That's more appealing to me. You can pick up Worms and jump into it and play it. You can't play Madden unless you've been playing it for years.
Next topic.
Steel Battalion discontinued. Capcom released a game called Steel Battalion for PlayStation 2. It was one of those games that it was a big giant controller that came with it. Game and the controller cost like $200 or $300. It was supposed to be a mech simulator where you needed to run through this like 15 lift checklist to actually start your mech up. It's supposed to be pretty good for those that actually shelled out the tons of money to play it. Well, they released a standalone expansion pack called Line of Contact. Well, Capcom's decided to pull the plug. On September 30th, that will be the last day that you can play campaign mode services for Line of Contact Online. They put out a release and they said, quote, "We appreciate your continued support of our product and sincerely apologize for any inconveniences this may cause."
And sincerely thank you for your money. This
yeah.
will probably be inconvenient.
Way to shell out all the money. We love it. Now we're done. Sorry for any inconvenience. I love how that's like the catch-all phrase.
Yeah, we're
stopping everything to do with this even though you spent a bunch of money. Sorry for any inconvenience.
We appreciate your continued support.
I just walked into a house with a bat and beat your parents, your dog, and your little sister. Sorry for any inconvenience.
Sorry for that inconvenience. That's probably inconvenient.
Thank you for your understanding in this matter. Whack, whack, whack.
Oh, you understand, don't you?
How do you think they got that ping sound for college baseball? Anyways. Much of the offline content apparently is unlocked through the online play. There has been no word if you're completely hosed or if they're going to give you a shred of dignity back and allow you to have a patch that will enable all the stuff that you can't unlock because you can't play online anymore.
Yeah, that'd be decent of them, but, you know, they're already screwing them over. Might as well just, like, tuck your tail and leave.
I would be fuming. Could you imagine if
I
paid $200 for a controller, $50 for a game, you know, in addition to the amount of money you got to spend for the PlayStation 2 and all that other hoopla, and then they're like, "Nah, you've played it for a year or two. You're done now. Thanks."
Favorite part about the online games is that sneaking suspicion in the back of your head that one of these days you're going to log on and nothing's going to be there. Just server not found for the rest of the time. And you've got a big box full of $70 worth of nothing. They are never, ever going to release a patch that's going to let you do a server on your own box.
Our heart goes out to all of you who actually purchased Steel Battalion and the expansion pack and the $200 controller, etc. I have a Dreamcast, so I feel your pain.
Yeah, but your Soul Calibur still works.
Next topic.
Video game deaths is making an appearance again. No one on the face of the earth has died related to video games the last couple weeks, so ta-da! So this week in video game deaths, a woman in China killed her fiancé because he spent too much time playing MMORPGs. Last Tuesday, the Beijing Morning Post reported that a young Chinese woman murdered her fiancé for, quote, "too much time playing online games." She was basically fed up with his laziness because he had no job, he could not afford their wedding, and instead of getting a job, he was playing online games. So she killed him.
I think the first thing that would have occurred to her would have been like, maybe I should marry this guy, rather than I should stab him in order to prevent our marriage.
They see no alternative but to stab you. Excuse me? You can just say I'm breaking up with you, we're not getting married anymore.
No, actually what she was quoted as saying was, "We appreciate your continued support and sincerely apologize for any inconveniences." Stabity, stabity, stab. Rusty, thank you for that one. He's our news editor. He forwarded me the link.
I'm wondering if he noticed that his wife or his fiance was coming to stab him. Or did she stab him at the video, like, while he was sitting in front of the computer?
She might have been dressed like a bumblebee and he started it. I don't know. It depends what game was he playing. Final Fantasy, she dressed up like a mushroom and it bit his leg and he thought everything was cool.
Oh, I would fight, but I don't have a healer. So
kill me. I mean, all you hear is the frivolous sound of typing. Furious, not frivolous. I need a res. I need a res.
I need a res.
OMG. LOL. She hits hard. LOL.
Next topic.
Xbox pricing for Xbox Live was announced. The Xbox Live Gold subscriptions will be available in different flavors. 1 month for $8, 3 months for $20, and an entire year for $50. Now,
you're firstborn.
That's the same price, isn't it?
That's the same price as this current subscription, so good job. You know, if you've already had it, then you're probably not too upset about them keeping the exact same pricing. They're going to have bundles similar to the bundles they have now that come with extra stuff. Some of the stuff will include like a $20 rebate for games, the actual headset, and whatever marketplace points are. There's this online marketplace, and you get some marketplace points.
Let me guess, you can buy points with money, so they're trying to establish some type of Xbox currency?
Probably.
Okay.
I equate it to the skee-ball machines at like Chuck E. Cheese.
Earn points in games, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, do you just, from playing, do you earn your points, or do you get some part of your monthly subscription you're paying? Or I really don't want to get into this discussion, I was just curious. If you can't answer that within 15 seconds, don't bother.
I'm not sure. The good news is, honestly, that no credit card will be required. So a lot of people over in, like Germany, overseas, they couldn't actually do anything because of the credit card situation. So because no credit card required, everybody will be able to have Xbox Live. So we had a segment maybe a month or two ago on, you know, This Week in Xbox Live. It's been opened up to all ages. So, yes, you can have people swear at you and call you a punk, scream about chocolate milk. And
sweet.
You know, because no credit card, you don't have to even be 14 years old. Anyone can join. So congrats. Great, wonderful. Thank you for invading my favorite pastime. I don't come into your kickball game and start screaming at you when you're trying to play. Stay out of Splinter Cell.
Dude, I
you would get in trouble if you did
start
that.
Doing that. Just show up and just start swearing and running around the field spitting nonsense.
You're a noob.
You're just
you missing the soccer ball. You're a noob.
You suck.
You suck. Being a 240-pound, 6'2" man, kick the ball into orbit and then just dance. You suck.
Bob, next time you're in town on a weekend.
Brian has a video camera, right?
Yeah, he does.
All right. We are going to crash someone's recess time kickball game. I mean, really, what are they going to do to us? IGN was purchased. News Corp.
They sucked
anyway.
They were
owned by Rupert Murdoch. News Corp bought IGN, the online... yes. I bought IGN.
Who tries to write a review?
The trademark is stupidity.
Terrible plan.
Terrible review.
Everybody got to wear clothes, and if you don't, you get arrested.
Terrible Mr. T.
Take a guess how much they paid. $650 million.
Absolutely ludicrous.
IGN and its sister sites, Team Xbox, GameSpy, Rotten Tomatoes, AskMen.com. I have no desire to go there.
Ooh. Take a salad, Jimmy. How about your bag of popcorn? But yeah, how about it, Jimmy?
All the Planet sites, yeah. Like... Planet Diablo and Planet whatever and the vaults like AC Vault, all of those are purchased. They will become part of Fox Corporation's Interactive Media Unit. It's Rupert Murdoch's third online buy-up this year. They have MySpace, which is some sort of teen community type of thing that I'm not hip enough to know about, and Scout Media, which is like a sports thing. Their reasoning is they want to cross-promote Fox's TV and film stuff, and they get an online presence. Just a little note, Rupert Murdoch, if you are listening, we're not that expensive, but we are very up for sale. I mean, a cool $500 million. It's yours, dude.
You know what? You know what? For you, buddy, $1 million, and we'll let it go. That's bargain basement prices right now. Nancy Drew is the greatest game I've ever played. It's awesome.
For $650 million is ridiculous. The fact that for over $500 million, that's ridiculous.
We're preaching to the choir. I got nothing.
I know.
That's the problem. We really need to find some topics we disagree on so we can yell at each other for a good 20 minutes or something.
I disagree with Chris running over one of my minions.
Next topic.
Forum topic. Each week we post an online poll. DreamStation.cc. Go to the general forums there. Our question last week was, do technology companies have too much power? I left it kind of open-ended, but basically we were discussing last week about the end-user licensing agreement and the fact that they can set the prices. They kind of set the demand. 62% of the folks said yes, technology companies have too much power. 39% said no. Chrono Trigger said if they didn't have power, they wouldn't be as far along as they are. G52, yes, you are being forced with these agreements. He's talking about the end-user licensing agreements. No one is going to spend $50 or more on a game, open it up, and then decide not to play it if it comes with strings attached. The point he's making there is actually a really good point. Recently, games are not allowed to be returned to game stores like EB or Best Buy or whatever. Once you break that seal, you can't return it. And what's not really fair is that usually the user licensing agreement is once you're trying to install the software, it'll ask you, do you agree, yes or no? Now, maybe technically you could say no and then send it back to the company and get your money back. That would be an interesting thing to try for those of you who buy a game, bring it home and it sucks, disagree, and then mail it back to them and see if you get your money back and let me know.
Well, see, here's the thing. I liked for a while, it used to be you couldn't return video games or PC games at least because you could copy them. And then they'd be like, oh, well, you just took it out and made a copy of it. And then it got to the point where, okay, you need the CD to play the video game now. But now that everything's online and all the registration is done online, all you have to do is open it and take a look at the key that comes with your game. You can usually just download the damn program from the website, and the only thing you're really paying for is that number code. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean,
legally, you're talking
if I was,
too.
Yeah, if I was a Best Buy,
I wonder if I could do that with World of Warcraft. Just say I don't agree with the UEL anymore, or City of Heroes.
They would probably, like Bob said, they would probably disable your account code, and then that one particular one wouldn't work anymore.
So, I mean, yeah, but like I was saying, if I was Best Buy, or the place you bought the game from, I definitely wouldn't give you your money back, and you'd have to send it to the company, and while I'm pretty sure, I'd like Keith, since you're out of work, you go ahead and do this. Send it back to the company and see what happens, because that's got to be a big pain in the ass. Because they'd have to refund, they'd have to pay you even more money than they made on it, because Best Buy made some profit off of it by selling it, which they're not going to give back. And in order for you to get your full money back, they'd have to refund you the money they made off of it, plus whatever money that Best Buy made off of it, so they'd be losing doubly on that. Because I'm sure there's a pretty good price increase, especially if you have the buying power like Best Buy.
That would be interesting to see.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Now all you need is enough money to buy the game initially.
I disagree with the end license agreement. I want my money back.
I'm thinking it probably wouldn't work with a game that was already played. But possibly if it was a new game that's never been played before, and you're just like, yeah, I bought this game and I haven't played it yet, but when I read the UELA thing, I don't agree with it. Now, I can't return it to the store, so what are we doing to remedy this situation? You look out your window, you notice a chipmunk sniper across the way.
Last couple comments. Zubnut said yes, but only because we let them. That be the technology companies and their amount of power. We all hate the EULAs, but how many of us actually stop at the installation and say, stuff you and your spyware, I'm taking this game back for a refund. Hey, that's pretty much an amazing segue. We're all to blame, and until there's a mass boycott or protest of this particularly bad offender, they will keep doing it. Yes, Zubnut. Good thoughts, Zubnut.
Well, the thing is, they're sneaking it in on us now, because none of the programs have done anything particularly vile as part of the agreement. Like, you sometimes get maybe some little spyware that runs while you're running the program, but I want to see just like some out-and-out advertising spyware that lives on your box because you bought and you chose to install the game. It'll happen, I'm sure, and when something like that happens, I think you'll finally see the boycotts of it. Yeah.
Or Anarchy Online or all these other games that are going to start having streaming ads. I mean, like Bob said, you just paid for it, and now you're getting, call it spyware, call it adware, whatever you want to call it. It's crap that you didn't intend to put on your box. Flea 43 says, Zubnut hit the nail on the head. The tech company's power is provided by the consumers. That would be us. Tech companies are like drug dealers. They have created a need for their product. Consumers are hooked and honestly feel they will not be able to function without it. So the consumers relinquish the power to the tech companies because technology is so entrenched that I don't think consumers will ever be able to regain the power back unless something drastic happens. DJ Drastic, he had a kind of a long post. I'll summarize it here. He mentions that product activation and the digital rights management thing. The thing is, the tech companies want you to follow like a sheep. While increasing the price and locking you down to proprietary options as well as monthly subscriptions, using things like DRM and spyware to send info back to headquarters about what music Bobby should not have on his computer. My only hope is that open source gaming will come along in the not too distant future and it will change the situation. The problem with that is that open source games usually are like what I was mentioning, thinking about doing earlier. I mean, the baseball game, Mario Brothers, these are simplistic 2D usually kind of games because it costs tons and tons of money to make a fully blown 3D, high quality Grand Theft Auto Splinter Cell style game. That's one of the things, we were talking about game companies are complaining about because it's just going to cost tons more to get all a bunch of this content and to have it at such a high resolution and to have all this high quality stuff. It's going to cost a lot.
Makes sense.
So for next week, Keith and I were talking about a poll. We were kind of talking about a little bit of retro gaming and stuff. If arcades, that would be the arcades that most of us have gone to when we were little kids, the arcades with stand-up machines, Dave and Buster's types of places, if those things go away or die out, will we be missing out on anything? Now, there's two ways to look at it. We'll be missing out because people actually like going to the arcades and there's some social interaction. And the three of us used to go to that Southland or whatever it was called, and we used to play Mortal Kombat with those drug dealer guys all day long.
And that social interaction that kids today just aren't getting.
With their instant messaging.
Oh, by the way,
just in time for last topic.
Yeah. So basically, if the arcades go away, will we be missing out on anything? Phil just joined us, by the way, here on topic 11 out of 13. What I mean by that mostly is innovation. The light gun games, there's big machines that you sit in, there's virtual boxing games, there's all kinds of stuff that maybe if they go away, will we actually be possibly missing out on some kind of crazy innovation? Or we pretty much reach the limits and arcades should just go away because I can play for free the same game that I'm paying $1 at Dave and Buster's for. So
I think, this won't ruin the topic if I say this beforehand, but I think my biggest issue with arcades now is as I grew older, hygiene became a little more important than it was when I was 12. And I really just don't like touching the machines or putting some big helmet on that some, you know, sweaty pork rind eating just had on 10 minutes beforehand, and you know, he's got like gout in three different forms of hepatitis that I really just don't want to deal with.
Fair statement. I'll save my comment for next week, although you can take a wild guess if I pick having hepatitis versus not, which one I'm going to pick.
Next topic.
Let's do the mailbag here. Most of the mail I got this past week was Space Pirates contest entries, so please keep them coming. Again, if you want to send me audio, let me know. Audio questions, we will answer them on the show. We will play them on the show if they're decent. Please send us emails with questions, comments, feedback. Yeah, we got a couple. One thing I did want to say is that I have gotten emails from some of the bigger companies, Microsoft, Nintendo, Electronic Arts. Some of these different guys have been writing to me. Some of them in their professional roles. Some of them just like, hey, I work for this place, but I'm writing you an email anyways. They're listening. You know, we poke a lot of fun. We're pretty passionate about the gaming. If we didn't care, we wouldn't make fun of half the stuff we make fun of. A lot of the stuff that a lot of these companies do piss you and me and everybody else off as consumers. But it's cool to know that they're actually listening. I've gotten comments and say, hey, good podcast. It's actually pretty informative and I'm getting a good feel for what we are doing right or wrong. I get a kick out of it hearing when...
A freebie focus group. That's why they're happy about it. They don't gotta give us free games or orange juice or anything.
Free advertising.
Free hepatitis A. HAV is frequently transmitted through indigestion of food or drinks contaminated with small amounts of infected fecal matter.
Basically, the point I'm trying to make is that these guys are listening. Everybody's been pretty cool. We do an awful lot of ribbing and awful lot of teasing. Everybody's been pretty cool about it. They know what's up. So it just my message to you guys is they are listening. All these places do have forums, and yes, Bob, you're absolutely right. They want advertising. They want word of mouth. If they can get word of mouth and they can get kind of free advertising, of course they're going to want to do it. But if it's a sucky piece of crap, then the word of mouth is going to be bad. And that's going to be even more devastating than any kind of, you know, PR fixing that they're going to do.
That's
I will get
I'm
off
saying.
My high
All
horse now.
All you got to do is pay us some money, and we'll say whatever the hell you want us to say, because I'm poor.
Yeah, but then again,
Bob free swag, like, you send him a video game, and first of all, he doesn't have the console.
I want electricity.
Even if he did, he's like, I can't play this. This is costing me 37 cents a half hour. It's costing me to review your stuff.
My TV only works 50% of the time. A grown man should not have to stand up and physically assault his TV in order to get a picture on it every time he turns the
anger.
Send me a TV. I'll say whatever you want.
I'm going to just get to the one real quick email here. Hey, guys, I was looking through PSM magazine for a few minutes ago, and I saw that the ESRB has a new rating. Nightmare Before Christmas, Oogie's Revenge is rated E10 for everyone 10 or over. He included a scan of the rating, so it actually seems legit or a sweet Photoshop. This is from Chris Gallant, and thank you, Chris. He's written us a couple times with some kind of PlayStation info and some general stuff he's gotten out of PSM magazine or whatever. So, yes, we were plagiarizing, but whatever, I don't care.
Was that necessary? Didn't they have, like, a 13 rating?
I think there's all kinds of googly guy going around. I mean, as a matter of fact, the ESRB has asked all game companies to do internal reviews of all games they've put out in the last, like, year or something to make sure that there isn't any crazy hidden content on it. And the developers, my understanding is that they're like,
absolutely.
That's pretty funny, no.
that was a good one. We're gonna ignore you.
Yeah, in a related note, the MPAA and the RIAA is asking, you know, if you've downloaded anything illegally in the last year, just go ahead and let us know. We'll just take care of it. Yeah, right. Okay, I think that was the show. It seemed to go pretty quick. Thanks, Phil, for joining.
That coffee mod for Nancy Drew, baby. You got to look out for that.
Oh.
That's something you don't want to see.
Oh. Next topic.
Oh, you have been listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. Check out the website, www.dreamstation.cc, for our ooze, news, reviews, interviews, our forums, and our downloadable show archive. Emails, please send them this way, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. You can vote for us on Podcast Alley, and we hope to have you back the same time next week. One other thing I did want to mention is I mentioned last week I was going to be on vacation in Florida the first week of October. People were asking, hey, hey, are you guys going to do the show? Is Keith going to do the show? Is Bob going to do the show? Who's going to be around? Who's going to record it, etc.? So I guess I'm asking you guys, is there planning on having a show for the week I'm not here?
We can try.
I don't know how to do.
Be different. Talk to me after next Monday, and I'll let you know, because that'll be after I have my schedule and I know how everything's going to go and my test is over with. I'd like to try it, and I have all the editing software, so there's really no reason.
It'll be hard to have so much fun.
Yeah.
The only thing, it'll be hard for me to track in all the news and everything, because I don't have it all set up for all the sites and everything. And my biggest problem is I don't work, so I don't have time to kill and spend on the internet looking for things.
What are you insinuating, Bob?
And what I'm saying is, if I come home and I'm sitting at my computer, there's a good possibility I'm just going to go play video games.
Well, if you like the show, then, we come up with better.
Then we'll have horrible turmoil within the group. There'll be an awful split, and Dreamcation CC shows will become two, and neither of them will be any good. And then we will fall away into obscurity, and like the shows that came after Friends, Joey.
I do have one more thing to add. Yeah. Watch out for your woodland creature friends when driving and whatnot.
I'm not advocating running the little bastards over, but it's either swerve and end up in a ditch or kill a pet that's going to have absolutely no effect on my life at all. Kercrunch, Kercrunch, thank you very much.
I want to thank you for hanging out with Mr. T. I'll see you again very soon.
Well, your mama is
Hold on, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Treat her right. Treat your mother right. Treat her right. Treat her right.
Mother, there is no other like mother. So treat her right. Mother, I always love her. My mother. So treat her right. Treat her right. Give it for the moan and the miserable groan from the pain that she felt when I was born. Oh, it's for the oven with its burning heat where she stood making sure I had something to eat.